Yes, we have a Uganda.
Praise Jesus,
brethren.
How have you been in the name of Master Jesus?
We thank
God
because
He restores wisdom and understanding to us.
Yes, we have a
Praise Jesus.
Every Uganda,
Bible says,
He
loves them who praise Him and they have the spirit of truth. And they will play the keyboard with wisdom. But we thank Him because He creates in us a new generation. He seeks it so much on the world which worships Him in spirit and in truth. When you say you worship in spirit, even in truth, you must be having wisdom. You must be having understanding. You must be within the counsel of the Spirit of the Lord. You must be worshipping in power, in the spirit of power. You must praise, sing and worshipping basic in knowledge and even the spirit of fear of God.
It
is to say that a person worships in spirit and in truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
and there is no spirit you can worship through. And you worship in the Father when you have no knowledge. That is why He speaks. Acts chapter 17.
But
what we worship when you don't know it, it's what I've come to make you aware of. That you don't understand what you worship. I speak, you have no spirit of understanding. You are wasting time to worship. But we thank Him, the Lord.
For
He gives us knowledge. Now we can worship when you are in spirit. And even truth, we feel it in us. Praise Jesus. When you speak the angels to worship together, you understand them. The cherubim, you get to know them. Praise Jesus. Now we worship our Father and we are basing in spirit. That is the Holy Spirit in His fullness. We have wisdom, we have understanding, and we have the counsel. We have power, we have knowledge, we have the fear of God. That is to say that we worship God in spirit and in truth. We know that these are the Holy Scriptures. For our Master Himself, He is the truth, our Master Jesus,
in
whom we best to worship the Father. And He came in the scroll by which was written about, and we know this truth. Now we know that we are worshipping in spirit and truth.
We
got to know the spirit
and
moved on to know the truth.
Some
people speak that word that they worship in spirit and truth, but it's a word upon their lips, but understanding is not there, and nothing is done in the truth of the word. Praise Jesus.
But
God reveals to us every day. Praise Jesus so much.
We
want to be moving on with the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
by name and voice,
Apostle Ronald Hope
Witness. Ronald Hope Witness.
We
love
you
so
Yes.
much in the name of our Master Jesus, together with Pastor Bosa.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are proceeding on. And God uses us to create a new generation with the knowledge of God, which is full. And this world has to be filled with the knowledge of God and the glory of the Lord, as the water spread over the sea. That was promised in Daniel 12, verse 1 to 5, that even knowledge will increase. Praise Jesus. We see Isaiah 11, verse 9, that the world has to be filled with the knowledge of God as the water spread the sea. And we have Habakkuk 2:14, that the world has to be full with the knowledge of the glory of God as water spread over the sea. But we thank God
who
chooses us to be that generation which is creating knowledge.
Yes, we
raised Jesus.
That
God is creating pastors he promised.
And
apostles and prophets.
They
will service people with knowledge and understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
see God is healing many people.
For
they have been destroyed for lack of knowledge.
According
to Isaiah 4:6.
That
my people are destroyed for lack of
knowledge.
But in this generation of knowledge, God is getting healed. For he speaks and he says, he loves knowledge more than sacrifice.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
knowledge, when we see in John 17, verse 3,
and
he said that this is eternal life,
to
know the one true God
and
Christ Jesus is sent.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
And he asks us to cry for knowledge and understanding. For there we are crying for our life. And we are showing we need it. For we thank God for the ministries he handed over to us. This ministry
is that
to fulfill the call upon the nation Uganda. According to the plan of God, which is upon this nation, to give the world light of the knowledge. Which involves knowledge of God in the spiritual, what is called the church issues, in the political, in the economical, in the social life, and the health life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we bring this knowledge onto this world. But most especially, we are handling the main pillar, which is called the spiritual. Or the church issues. Here we have handled all things within.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
For the spiritual, it has much authority.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The authority is very much to handle the political.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
You know Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, he was like the political issues you see. But the spiritual handled him and made him into an animal for 7 years.
Until
he was restored sanity and he got new, the one who reigns over. When we come to economical,
the spiritual
can cause the kilo of rice you've been buying at 5,000 and you're buying it 500 shillings. Remember it on the days of Elisha.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Elijah.
Where he tells
other,
before it comes tomorrow, you're going to buy a kilo of posho 100 shillings. And he refused to agree. It was told you will not eat of it, yet you'll see it.
Happened.
And it came to pass, it happened like that. The social issues. God wants us to be one. And the intentions of God is to be one. And he wants what is in heaven and on earth to be one. And everyone was sent a spiritual gift and a physical gift. That everyone benefits the other. The healthy. Now let me tell you, even if a doctor treats and God is not pleased, there is no healing. The other thing, healthy, without pain, there is no hunger, there is no tears, it ends up in the Jerusalem city of heaven. Now that system, we look at it,
the
spiritual world is what was possible of all these others.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
All
of the things you want, the spiritual realm is the one having them and is the one who put them in existence.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
That is why we want you to grow more in knowing. And in this journey of heaven, we are going to get to know what are we going to do.
To
prepare ourselves to meet God. I'm going to speak of the spiritual transports.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
spiritual transport and the preparations.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
How
can you there meet God?
And
how can you visit your home, heaven? How can you check out the secrets of the kingdom of God?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There
are types of transport which God put in place. A person to be able to meet him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
these types of transport,
there
is also preparations involved. Just as you see someone and they're going to another country which is far.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Visa.
And they prepare, they get a visa.
Passport,
they get a passport.
And
they ask for permission to enter that nation. We
too,
we have our far country. We speak of the Jerusalem seat of heaven. And we speak of the second heaven with the heavenly creatures and the third heaven. We have up above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
when you go into that country,
there
are passports you must possess. You must have a visa which accepts you to move up there. That visa, when you get it, you must know the type of transport which will quicken you to reach there. Whether you're going to use a bus, or you're going to use a train, or you're going to use a plane. Now the spiritual realm, which is real, all these others we see existing, they were made out of what is not seen. This one we are in photocopies. It means the original is the other.
And
it tells you what we see is just of a moment. But what we don't see is forever. Praise Jesus. Now we're going to be seeing spiritual type transports which God can use to meet you or you to meet God in a kingdom of heaven.
To
have the type of transport used
in
this journey speaking of 7 years, the journey of heaven moved through the Bible for 7 years from 2005 2011. Praise Jesus. I want to speak of the spiritual transports. I want to get to know them.
And
I want to know how you prepare yourself if you want to meet that world. If you want to meet God and you want to visit heaven, you want to visit the throne of God, you want to go to the beginning before heaven and afterwards, there are types of transports and there are conditions attached which are involved in that issue. Praise Jesus. God first speaks with us that is a king. He came on this world
and
he prepared everything and he went to a far country. And he promised to come back to try come back for the harvest
according
to the ones he has handed over his vineyard. He went back to far country.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
the country we try to speak of is the kingdom of heaven. But yes, transport uses to come here. The angels use when they're coming here, right from the Jerusalem seat of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But if it were not for taking,
now which we want to get to know, as the children of the kingdom, that is where our citizenship is.
And we
are supposed to know what concerns our kingdom. As we know the transports in Uganda, from here I'm going to use this, I'll get here. Now heaven is going to be very easy.
They're going to
tell you, how can you reach such and such a place? What do you need? That is what we're going to be seeing. Praise Jesus. What you first have to know, God speaks in numbers.
We
are going to be handling it two times. The types of transports, spiritual transports and the preparations involved.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
To
meet God
or
to visit the kingdom of heaven.
When
he first spoke, he spoke like this in Numbers
12
from verse 1.
Okubala esura ya 12 n'olunyo olusooka lugamba, awo Miriamu na Aloni ne boogera obubi ku Musa olw'omukazi omukuusi gwe yali awasizza, kubanga yali awasizza omukazi omukuusi. Ne boogera nti mazima Mukama yogera ne Musa yekka.
Nti tekikwetaagisa kwatibwa bujja.
That don't need to get jealousy.
Nti Mukama yogera ne gundi
yekka. God speaks with the other alone.
Ayagala akwanjulire.
He wants to intro.
Akwanjulire bwoba oyagala
okwogera. He wants to introduce to you if you want to meet him.
Bwoba oyagala okwogera.
If you want to speak with him.
Bwoba olinako byoyagala okulaba.
If you want to see some things.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
For
he speaks somewhere.
Concerning
the works of my children. The works of my hands. Concerning his kingdom. That we ask of him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mwetu,
now in that. You are not supposed to get jealous.
God
speaks with only this person. You need to only know. That
he
is your father. If you get to know like that. You
will
be easy to ask him to meet him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
There
is a song.
He
said that God, I want us to meet. Oh, I pray that we meet.
We
want to meet God, but in which way? And how have you prepared yourself to meet him? You want to speak with God. He's not refused. He wants to speak with you.
But
you know how you're going to move to meet him and you speak together. How are you going to be preparing yourself?
Tuli kubala esula ya 12 olunyiriri lwa 2.
Numbers 12 verse 2.
Ne boogera nti mazima Mukama yogera ne Musa yekka era teyayogera naffe. Mukama n'abiwulira.
The Lord heard his words. All of us when we speak on earth and we say, perhaps God is not there.
And
it only appear to the other. He only appeared these prophets, even these apostles. He hears them. And he says, if my people can get to be revealed,
these
types of transports and the preparation that they come to meet, I can speak with all people.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
speaks openly and he says that if he wants, he can make all people prophets. If he makes all prophets, it means he can speak with all of them. If in another word saying that a witness of Christ is the spirit of prophecy. And he says like this, that he can make all people prophets. And he gives them the gospel of Christ. And he can meet them wherever he wants. And he speaks and he says, you're going to remain seeing me, for I am living, you
too
you are living.
Qualities
which you are being spoken of, that if you want to see me all the time, it's possible.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you want to meet me, it is also easy. Let's cease to argue about that. So and so on, God alone. God hid himself. He doesn't want us to see him. It's not like that. It is you who never knew how you can meet him. But he is ready to meet all people. The Bible says, even though he's head and chief, he never despises any person. It means he's ready to meet all people. But people themselves are not ready to meet him.
Numbers
12:33.
Yali muwombeefu nnyo.
Listen, the cut qualities they're speaking about here. Meeting with God, it involves preparations.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus. How were you raised? If
then
you're raising can be a problem to you. Your character. All things you do and you think, they can hinder you to meet God. And you can get out of this world and you've never seen him. You may even hear him when you speak of him every day. But to meet him, it will be hard for you. For it takes a level. Moses was humble. Not that he humbled when he met God. He was naturally humble.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He
had prepared himself.
There is a
preparation you have to make to meet God. As we are going to speak of the transport, we want to connect two things.
The
spiritual transports to meet God, or God to come to meet you. But also, there is also preparations involved to be able to meet God, or God to meet you.
If
he calls you to get to him, in Matthew 11,
okutandika onyolo olwabiri mwetaano paka asatu ayina kwalite zatusaba
nti
naye musooka muyigire ku nze ekisooka ndi mutefu ndi muwombe ndi mutefu mu mutima wekugamba nti talina mutali
butuukirivu
era akutta obutuukirivu bw'ekigambo kya
katonda
yesu yebazibu
praise jesus
era ndi muwombeefu
and I am humble
naye kirala ndi mukaka
and I'm also calm
yesu yebazibu
praise jesus
kati yigira kunze
now learn from me
kati ye mukama waffe
now our master
ekyokuddayo mugulu asikulirwa busikulirwa n'atwalibwa
just lifted and taken up
already yali azirira
for he had the qualities already
asobola okusisinkana katonda mu ngeri yonna
god in any way
yesu yebazibu
praise jesus
n'aba abatume bamulaba
even the apostles and the prophets
era waliwo neteekateeka
zokusisinkana katonda
waliwo ebigambo ebimu byentera
okuwulira
bagezaa okubikopaano mu
bayibuli
bigamba bwe ti munywa oluzo
bulipeya
to meet your god
weteketeke okusisinkana katondawo
kisoboka kitya
how is it possible
ye weteekateeka
and how do you prepare yourself
waliwo n'akataba kafulumizibwa.
There is even a book which was written.
Akaliko ekigambo ekyo.
And it has that word.
Naye bw'okasoma tolaba munneeteekateeka ya kusisinkana Katonda.
You cannot see preparations involved to meet God.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Katonda bulijjo twamusisinkana mu kifo ekituufu.
All along we met him in the right place.
Era bwe twalinga tulina tukyakutta ebiragiro.
And when we are still holding his command.
Yajjanga okutusisinkana.
He came always to meet us.
Era naffe twamukyalira.
And when we visited him.
Bwe twali tukyali mu lusuku.
When we are still in the garden.
Naye olunaku lumu
but one day
agenda okujja mu kifo waali tusisinkana
in the place us to meet where
kafe twavuddewo
we had left that place
era yacomplaininga n'agamba nti bwe yajjanga tewaliwo
muntu
era bwe yayita tewaliwo n'omu
ayitaba
kubanga twalina ebibi
bingi
yesu
yebaziye
n'agamba kati bwemba mwagala okuddamu
okunsisinkangenda
babuulira ebika
by'entambula
ate mbabulire
nenneeteekaezokunsisinkana
kati mwe mweteeketeeke nange naabasisinkana n'akugamba
ekirala
mukyuke mudde gyendi nange nja kukyuka nzire gye mu ebintu bwebityo ebyajja bikyukamu naye mu ntandikwa mu lubiribiri twali twesisinkanira wamu ne katonda mu kiseera bwe
twayagaliranga
naye kati byakyukamu olina
okweteekateeka
abantu bangi bava mu nsi
munu
nga katonda alina bawalula buwaluzi
and God has just drug them
wabulanga bulijjo sibeete
but they have not been ready to meet him
ajja n'abawalula buwaluzi
he comes and drugs them
okusobola okubatuusa ewaka
able to reach them home
yesu yebazibwa
praise jesus
kakati katonda agambye
now he has told you
nti musa
that moses
omuntu byannyonnyola ku
ye the spirit what he explains of him
nti okusobola okusisinkana katonda
able to meet god
n'okubanga eri yalinga waka mu
ggulu that was heaven was like home
yasooka kwata kwalite y'okuba omuwombe
first had a quality of being humble
yesu
yebazibwa
bayibuli yegamba ebulaniya sula
y'omunaana
olunywa olwokutaano paka olw'omukaaga nti musa yalaba ebintu bifaananyi byebyo eby'omugulu
n'abireeta
naye bayibuli eba ennyonnyola egamba yamalayo ennaku
40
atudde eri mu yerusaalemu alaba
buli
kale gwe bw'oyambibwa ennyo
okolesebwako
okuba kwa kutemya kwa liizo kuba teweetegese era kimala oyinza okwagala okubba zaabu
w'omugulu
ennaku 40 ne bazikumaliza
ngaoli muggulu
oyinza okwegomba ebiryo n'oyagala
waliwo
akamanyiiro k'oyinza okufuna n'otulowooza nti eri kati oli mutuuzi oli waddembe n'okukwata ku biryo
n'oleeta
kati gyobulaba bukolesebwa kwaffe kwakaseera buseera n'ebirooto
byaffe
bijjudde
ekisikizo
enjogerabw enti nti bijjudde engero mukama yabiteeka mu
ngerokubanga
naffe emitima gyaffe
tegyeguddeewowaliwo
engeri gy'osobola
okweteekaokusisinkana
katonda era waliwo ebika
by'entambula
kati abantu bawulira olugendo
lwebawulira
ddala ekyo kintu kizibu nnyo
ekikifutta
ekisibukubanga tebamanyi ntambula
zigendaate
tebamanyi
beeteesekati
kyobula bakiyita
ekisi I see it very easy.
For
I was trained to know that it is a usual thing. Numbers 12:3.
Omusajja Musa yali muwombeefu nnyo okusinga abantu bonna abaali ku nsi yonna. Mukama n'ayogera mangu ago ne Musa n'Alooni ne Miriamu nti mufulume mwensatule mujje kuweema eyokusinkanirangamu
nti mujje waliwo
tetosisinkanirangamu
kakati bajje bansinkane balabe
ekiddako
Yes,
praise Jesus. You want him so much to meet God.
Yes,
God avoids you and
says,
if they meet me, I'll beat them.
And
he said, I'm not going to meet them.
But
even when I bring them in the
spirit,
they are going to get sick. Now we say it.
And
even the one who are complaining, bring them to meet with me. And we see what happens when you
are not
right. God never threatens, but is holy.
Everyone
who meets him to be holy.
So
he speaks open and he says, without holiness, no one will see God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God can meet and appear to all people.
He
can meet all people moving to heaven and coming back.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
the preparation is the problem. Even the types of transports. Numbers
12
verse 4.
Abo bonsatule ne bafuluma. Mukama nakira mu mpaji eyekire. Naimira mu mulyango gweweema. Naita Aaron ne Miriam bombi ne bafuluma. Nayogera nti mulye nno ebigambo byange. Obanga munaabanga mummwe nabbi. Nze Mukama neetegeezanga kyali mukolesebwa.
He says, if it is, there will be a prophet. I, the Lord, will reveal myself to them through visions.
You know
the type of transport called a vision. It is
there.
We have another transport called a dream. I don't know what you call it. You think you are doing what when you're dreaming? You are in a transport, a spiritual type of transport. There is another called Urim. Even you don't leave this earth on that. You remain on earth when you're communicating with heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
are going to get explained of this. Abraham remains in a place.
God remains
speaking with him when he
is
God has moved ahead. But he's still speaking with Abraham. Passing through this Urim.
Urim
can give you wisdom when even you sit here and it knocks direct from heaven. Why is it possible that the Spirit works from heaven to earth?
It
can connect on any person whatever he wishes.
Some
men were using this Urim, most so the kings. For example, Solomon. Two women have come before him. They gave birth to each one a son, and one of them slept on the other, and of their children died.
Now
another changed the other's child to this one. And they began to argue about it to reach the king. But the king never dreamt wisdom is going to
be.
But Urim knocked wisdom into it.
Urim
is the spirit can connect with a person wherever they are and he speaks with them. And it's not easy to hear
or
even to see. But he was given wisdom at that moment. Bring a sword and we cut this child into two that each one take a piece. Now what follows? The owner
said
the other raised the child but not to kill my child.
This was
said, let's cut the child.
And
this is not the mother. She lost to us even though it's not make a loss.
There is
the transport we call the trance. It's transfiguration.
You
may be transfigured if you've not gone even anywhere. That type of transport is to say that the things of heaven are brought right here on earth. Praise Jesus. And you see them when you are right here, when you have not gone. According to what we see,
Acts chapter 10
verse
9
and down.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There's
another we call
Matthew
17,
Transfiguration,
which is called a transfiguration.
Kuchusibwa.
Being transfigured.
Kuchusibwa kuno,
this transfiguration,
kusobola kuchusa kwe,
it can change you
no sigala ngochali kumsene
ina mubili bakuje when they have taken you out of the body
abava mukuru ne bajane
bakusinga and they in heaven come to meet you
singa kibamu ndi kati otwalibwe
if it is brother you're going to be taken
mchifechirala
in another place
era bakutwala
they also take
bakurage
you
bakurage
ebi ebiri mu show you what is in that place
namu kutusiba no jiba mubili kuno
transfigured out of your body
singo maro kutusiba bwepa
after you change like this
kisoboka bulunyi nyo
everything which come is possible
okuja mubili kuno makuongera
you take you out of the body
oba okutwala no mubili kuno
or to take you within your body
basuburu kutwala kubaba baba kubuzisa kubate kuchapo
they can take you for your normal body all that is what we are going to be explaining
kwa dagane bikabye ntango
sign the types of transport
ezomo oyo
which are spirit
ebi nimwe nete katika
by divorce preparation
yakatunda ya gambe
and God is saying
ndi waba ona biwe
that if there is a prophet of his
asoburu kuogera na mukodi
can speak with him through
kumwebi kulira ye
mwenyewe reveal God himself to this prophet.
Why does
he speak of prophets?
Nagambe ndi katunda
I told you God
waya karufura abantu bonna abanabi abafura
what people prophets can do that.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Kubako bujula kwa mukama wafe Yesu.
The testimony of
the moyo wa nabii
is a spirit of prophecy.
Cha bayogera muyokana 15:7.
John 15:7.
Nje bigambo byange binabera mu
my words reside in you.
Ngana mu muri mu.
Ati
awu musabe kuti ndicho nacho mwagala tibawe.
Everything you need to begin. Why
did you go fuse na?
Why because you have become a prophet now?
Uro bujula bwa Yesu bubera mu
testimony of Christ within you.
Uzubura usaba okubura wono
okubura. You can pray to disappear and you disappear.
Wabali buli chobo genda okwogera.
For there everything you got to say.
Obogena chikozesa ngoli mutefu
mutima. Use it when you're confident.
Erango limukaka
and you come.
Ati kambuze chibu.
Now let me ask a question.
Yuli munye kunonna.
If Urim comes for you.
Ne bakukali trance.
Oh a trance.
Kuchusiwa.
Trance.
Okumiribwawo
to be transfigured.
Omusajja ono noza mujukira kone
kunene.
Yatambira mu Azot.
Remember this man who moved through Azot. Azota.
Manyine yeliya.
He too is there.
Azota.
Azota.
They
swallow you the spirit himself out.
Appear
like a rainbow. And he picks you from a place. And he takes you in another place. And your communication is
powerful.
And God, I want to enter. I want to enter a bank, Lord. Because this ministry needs some money.
What we have been doing, you come here to help.
There are many things why God reserved those issues. The spiritual transports. And in this world, they're not there. I don't know where we
will
get them. Remember he promised that in the last days all the secrets are going to be revealed. Now some of these we hear, we are in secrets checking them out. And we
are
learning to know all things.
For he
promised that what is here will be revealed in the last days. Nothing which will be hidden will not be exposed.
But
we are in that generation.
Yes,
we
must
praise Jesus.
And God has decided
to get glory.
And
he shows us all his ways.
We
are highly blessed
with
the secrets of the kingdom. Let's proceed on his sin.
Tuli mukubala. Esula yekumine binolu nyo lokutano.
Numbers 12 verse 5.
Mukama nakira mumpaji yeshire. Na imira kumuliangu gwewema. Na italo ne Miriamu bombine bafuruma. Na yogena nti muulire nno. Ibigambo byange. Obanga muna abanga mumwe nabbi. Nze mukama netegesa nga jari mukole sebwa. Na yogena nga na ye. Mchiroto.
Nchi bino bikabya ntambo ya mwaitwa okujjo kusikala.
Transport he comes to meet
us. Or you
can go and meet him.
Nja kuba ngeza ko kubinyonyola.
I will be trying to explain to them.
Bikola bodi
what they do how.
Babuli kikacha ntambo lakini nkora ya.
Every transport has its way.
Ukole sebwa.
A vision.
Kuri nkora.
It has a way.
Ekiroto nacho kine nkora ya.
A dream too has its way.
Noko kusikwa.
Even a trust.
Yuri. Na erine nkora ya.
Has its way also.
Azota erine nkora ya.
Azota has its own way.
Ziringanga transport za miloni mukabwa
like six or seven transport types. Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Now, yes,
but these transports,
so
here on earth, we never know that. And we know that perhaps you're dreaming. You're having a vision. We don't take it as a spiritual transport. We see, and there are things you don't understand which happened on you. But there are not things you never understand. But when you sit in a bus, you know that you are in a bus.
Yes, we have a
zero. Praise Jesus.
And
when you sit in a plane, you have to know that you're in a plane.
Yes, we have a zero.
Praise Jesus. Now, brethren,
these
things are the kingdom of God. All of them have much
importance.
More so, we expect them.
Now,
these are the transports we are using in the journey of heaven, which is through the Bible for 7 years. Right from planet Earth where we are, going to the third heaven, and stretching up above the heavens.
Yes, we have a zero.
Praise Jesus. Let's move on and see.
Omuddu wange Musa si bwali bw'atyo, oyo mwesigwa mu nyumba yange yonna, oyo nayogeranga naye akamwa n'akamwa.
Tukyusibwe
kubanga tyenomuzzeemu trance.
Now it has come on a trance here.
Waliwo okutemya kw'eriiso ne
wakyusibwa.
Najja kusinkana oba gwe n'ogenda
n'omusinkana.
Bijja mu chapter transfiguration.
They come in what we call a transfiguration.
Okukyusibwa n'okukyusibwa mu mubiri.
And to be taken out of
the body. You've
gone in these two transports.
So jibwako kutegeera.
Your understanding is not taken from you.
Wonna okusigaza nga bw'obadde mu mubiri. Omanya nti
n'omubiri gulese gindi. And you also know.
Wano kitwe kyava ogera tugenda kwogera maaso ku maaso.
That's why it says we're going to speak eye on one.
Face
to face, mouth by mouth, and we speak. He leaves you as you are. You can know that now I'm in this place. I am from this other place. Now I'm in this place. You remain understanding very normal.
Not as if you're in
a vision, don't understand very well. The situation of a vision sometimes happens and you don't know. For your sleeping, you don't know what has happened.
If
you are there, you know that's where your home is. You don't know where you've come from, rather. If you are in
the
comfortable, you are very comfortable, that is your home.
You cannot know that you are in the place.
You have to first get from there and know. And you have been in another place.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
So we're going to
explain this transport, even the preparation.
We can
prepare ourselves to meet God. Him go to meet us. We can visit the entire heaven.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Yes, we have a
but where the problem came from, not knowing.
Numbers 12:9.
Verse 8.
Oyo nayogeranga naye akamwa n'akamwa mu lwatu, so si mu bigambo bya ngero, n'okufaanana kwa Mukama anaakulabanga.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ayogera naye,
he speaks with him
maso ku maso,
face by face,
amwana kamwa,
mouth by mouth,
ne Mukama amulaba ati naye yera,
even sees God and he sees himself.
Tubula boya mujja,
that's why he talks.
Namwe namuga kati ebintu bonna bidali,
keep that everything, see it.
Baba mugamba okuda nakuda,
he tells you to come back.
Tole makukola ebintu nga wabira bidde
ddala, everything as you saw it.
Kino kiba mu okuba nti tuli erindi oroda,
he bothers that you're not just there.
Bobo obira ddala ngo
kimanyi ddala, but you are there physically, I don't know, I'm in this place. And you get to see the ark of the covenant.
Bakerubi no betekereza
bulungi. And they must sit and look at the cherubim very well. And when you reach here, you do as they have been
doing.
When you get back this body from there, there's nothing you forget. You can connect them very well.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
He
doesn't speak with you in riddles. Now, go to speak with you in riddles is to say like this. I saw myself and I'm on a swamp bathing.
I'm
on a swamp with clear water and I'm bathing there. Yet he said the spirit was flowing. Now we can't come and show you that the lampstand, out of it pours anointing oil and it is pouring on you. You see as a stream and you put it in a riddle.
kugamba nti ayogedde ebigambo
by'amagezinaotaddeko wisdom and understanding and they have been sealed. Praise Jesus.
Kati n'olaba ebintu nga birina ngeri gye birimu byasooka kujjako siru olyoka
otegeera.
Kati bw'oba ogendedde mu ntambula
eyo
okyusibwa oba okuggibwa mu mubiri
guno.
Yes, we have
seen.
Praise
Jesus. Even though we know
what we have,
we don't see all things.
And they explain to you how they are. Yes,
we have seen. Praise Jesus. Now we shall be explained of all the things.
As I said, we shall be.
For we have seen the spiritual tribal transports and the preparations to be able to meet God or to visit the kingdom of heaven. And they have shown you some of the qualities needed here. There we are just beginning. Where we shall end, you will be knowing how you can meet God and how you can prepare yourself. Praise Jesus.
Numbers 12
verse 8.
Kale ekyabalobera ki okutya okwogera obubi ku muddu wange ku Musa? Obusungu bwa Mukama ne bubuubuuka ku bo ne yeeviirawo. Ekire ne kiva waggulu.
Kali Katonda.
Now God.
Oyinza omusinkana nga tayagala na kumulaba.
You may meet him and he doesn't want you even to see him.
Kubanga by'olowooza.
For what you think.
Embeera z'obulamu.
The situation of your life.
Oli mukakkamu.
You are not humble. You are not calm.
Oli mutefu.
You are not contrite.
Omutima.
In heart.
Okubeera omutefu.
To be contrite in heart.
Kugubera n'ebigendererwa by'okutuukiriza okwagala kwa
Katonda. Is to have intentions of fulfilling the will of God. As his word is.
Nga tugenda kusinkana Katonda kuwa maanyi.
And you're not going to meet God to give you power.
Okubaba atwe ebigwo.
That you beat people down.
Olagenga oli musajja ya Katonda wa maanyi.
And you're a great man of God.
Katonda tobola atasinkana
bantu. That's why God never meets people.
Oyinza omusinkana n'agika
mutima. You may meet him and rather get hungry.
Ngoze n'omutima okutegeera.
And you've come with a heart which is not right.
Kubanga ayina wayogera mu Bibuliya
ya 10. He speaks in Hebrews 10.
Ndi kankana musobola okusisinkana Katonda.
Now you can meet God.
Wamuyita mu kkubo eddamu eri abantu erawo.
Living way which was open
for you. Wabula nga emyoyo gyammwe gitukiziddwa n'okumanyisibwako.
Spirit.
Kwamazzi amatukuvu.
Have been cleansed by the sparkling of pattering of cleaning water.
Tugenda kwa byonna tubyetegereza.
We are going to be looking at this all.
Katonda mwangu akulaba.
God is easy to see.
Era mwangu akusinkana.
And it's easy to meet.
Era n'omusaba nti njagala kugenda ku
Yerusalemu.
Ne tujja.
Go to Jerusalem, it's easy.
Naye toli mwetefutefu
bulijjo. I'm not ready all days.
Wenza roga nsa ulijjo nete
kati. I've been preparing myself.
Nyingira mu kusaba ne nete kati kati kati
mukama. I myself, I tell him Lord.
Njagala kusisinkana
leero. I want to meet you today.
Okusaba si kwe kwetegereza.
Prayer is not preparation.
If you're
going to ask for a visa,
you
get from here when you prepared your photo,
the chairman
letter,
and other documents,
and you go to ask a visa when you have all the documents.
Kakato jala njala kusinga. Ninga kwa sisi kwete kati.
But you never made preparation.
Bobo sabu usaba. Usaba njaga rakura.
Now you pray, I want to see you.
Need to wait.
But you never prepared yourself.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Now
all that is like
that.
You are there to pray, but to prepare prayer yourself.
Our life, we have
to walk by preparations all days. By the time you ask for something, they just give it to you. And not when you need it, that's when you prepare yourself.
Lord,
I repent of my sins. I am here prepared. I want to meet
you.
The people of my grandfathers, I cut them, I break them. The pride, the other things, which are like that, I break them. For I want to meet you.
Like, the
thing doesn't know that you're going to resume them.
Akimanyi ogenda kubiddamu
katonda.
Now you are
here because you want to meet
him. You are
lying to yourself that you are repenting.
Buli lunaku wa bulamu bwo.
That the others to be your life. Preparation to meet God has to be your life. That's why be prepared in all seasons. To pass the word through.
If you can
prepare
yourself,
you truly can prepare all days to meet God.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Now
this one meet him and he's angered.
Numbers 12
verse 10.
Ekine kiva waggulu ku weema era laba Miriam n'abaako ebigenge.
Kaakati nabo osisinkanye Katonda.
Now see you have met God.
Olina ebigendererwa.
You have your evil intentions.
Naffe twagala Mukama. Tubeerenga Musa.
You want to be like Moses, Lord.
Yayogera naye
yekka. He speaks with him alone.
Nze nange ndi nabbi ayogera naye.
I am a prophet, he speaks with me.
Nsimanyi mutume yekka. Ani naffe tuli batume eno.
We too we are apostles.
Weyogerera ebyo kitegeeza n'omutima gwe nyini simu
yabyo. It means even your heart is not ready.
Bwoba olimu akalowooza
if you have a thought
nti nze
that why is God speak with another,
olina okusooka osanyukira ekyo Mukama kyakoze,
first rejoice at what God has done,
obeere mirembe nakyo,
and you feel peace with it,
nawe Mukama akufuule
bwati, then you too God will make you.
Wabula ate kati gw'oyombawo buyo,
now you rather quarrel there.
Akunyonyolanga.
He never explained to you.
Nti ono gw'oyagala okwogerako.
This one you speak about.
Waliwo enkolagana ey'amaanyi esinga okujotamanyi.
Higher level of relation which is.
Kuba abantu ababeera bwe bati.
For people who are like that.
Si be bantu abajja okwewaanirako.
People who come and begin to show. Nino
gumura nasuze mu ntebe. Natekne Katonda ku ntebe kasibu.
I spent the night on the throne of God.
Nakwogera.
And we are speaking.
Ne bwabira bajja kusirika.
If we will decide to keep quiet.
Bible eyogera.
Bible says.
Ani muzibe wa amaanyi.
Who is the blind
person? Era ni kigalango muwereza wa. Oyo yawulira ebingi n'alaba bingi n'ayogera ko bitono.
He sees and hears much and speaks little.
Obeera n'obulamu.
You have a life.
Olwanze ebintu bisasa kugamba.
Ninga
bibaawo buli lunaku.
Yet they happen daily.
Kati obeera muntu,
you are a person,
kwegamba watandika olugendo
lw'okwetekateeka
omwoyo n'akuyamba
n'otuukirira
bulungi mu kweteekateeka
naye
gw'olabye ebyokolesebwa bisatu Mukama naffe atugamba
My child, what is wrong with you?
What were you about? Katonda n'agezaako okukka ku nsi kuno abantu nga tebakyusiddwa nga balinga bwe bali ne bawulira nga bafa bagwa emitima gyonna
gisiriira
ne bagamba Musa
weganda
osisinkanire nga Katonda
God yourself.
Mwogerenga.
You speak with him.
Mwogerenga yote
after you come and give us a message.
Ndi tujja kwetekateka
ku musisi. We shall not prepare ourselves to meet him.
Nga sibetefutefu kuleka bibi
byabwe. And they are not ready to leave their sins.
Eyo embeera eri mu bantu bangi
nnyo. Especially in many people.
Katonda bw'anaagezaako okusisinkana.
If God there tries to meet you.
Oyinza obutaddamu kwagala mmulabako.
You may not ever wish to see him again.
Kubanga nawe toli mwetefutefu kuleka bibi.
Are not ready to abandon your sins.
Ajja kusisinkana mu biringa bw'oli.
Now he will meet you in fresh as you are.
Olyoka olabe ekibiira.
And you see what will follow.
Katonda bw'agenda okusisinkana.
God is going to meet you.
Mu ntambula zino zetwogeddeko.
In this transport you have spoken of.
Waakiri agenda kulekerawo ebirooto.
At least to leave your dreams.
Atenda byonga biri mu ngeri.
And they too are in riddles. And visions.
Naye okukyusibwa.
But to be transfigured.
Urim.
Urim.
Azotas.
Those transports, they are not usual on the
people.
But they have no materials
through
which he can work.
The
garments of their being transfigured. Remember when you're
transfigured,
you must have works of righteousness. Through that, that's where he transfigures you. Now he goes to meet you. And what do you have? They have to make a curse out of. Listen. Miriam, what the out of it was to come sickness. And she has met God. This will be this verse.
Numbers 12,
verse
10. Miriam n'abaako ebigenge.
Kaakati wuliriza.
Now listen.
Materials olina.
The material you have.
ebikolwa byo,
your actions,
tebisobola kujja mu byambalo bisisinkana Katonda.
Out of them cannot come garments to meet God. Remember the works of righteousness. Out of them God makes your garments, which are fulfilled to meet God.
No, the
body which meets him.
Now
you the
actions.
If there changes them like
that,
out of them comes leprosy.
And you
to meet God one on eye on one.
This is not
threatening you. I'm speaking what is prevailing. And you remain so much in dreams which are in riddles, even visions. But to meet God face by face, you must have prepared yourself so much. I have not explained those ones, but
we
are just passing on the fact
for
the times of transports and preparations. Numbers 12 verse 10.
Ng'omuzira Aloni n'atunulira Miriamu era laba ng'aliko ebigenge.
Kakati ono babadde boogera.
This one they are complaining together.
Kati Aloni.
Now Aaron.
Yali agezaako kyonna ekisoboka.
Was trying all possible.
Atuukirire.
That will be fulfilled.
Naye kizibu nga muganda wo.
But the problem has the sister.
Amuyita nnyo nnyo n'amuteeka mu bintu by'oluganda.
Was calling him so much and putting him in things of rumors.
And
speaking what is not worthful.
Now
God beat the other who was leading into the things. Numbers 12:11.
Aloni n'agamba nti, ayi mukama wange nkwegayiridde. Totuteekako kibi. Kubanga tukoze ebyobusirusiru nga tukoze era nga tukoze ekibi. Nkwegayiridde. Aleme okuba ng'omufu. Omubiri gwe nga guwononese ebitundu ng'ava mu lubuto lwa nnyina.
Now
the problem is what they are going to
say.
We want to meet him so much. Let me show you have no
inequality.
As he changes you like this, and
you
go to meet in the right place of heaven, and you cannot, you rather get rotten.
Numbers 12:13. Musa n'akabira Mukama ng'ayogera nti, muwonye ayi Katonda nkwegayiridde. Mukama n'agamba Musa nti, kitaawe singa amuwandidde amalusu obulusu mu maaso, ensonyi tezandi mukwatidde ennaku musanvu.
That is
her father.
Had
spat the life upon her face.
You know that
when they reached God, God rather spat onto her.
You
even smell.
She
cannot meet me.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
That's
why people who meet in Isaiah.
They are
still them and they are ready to leave them.
And
he sleeps and he says, your unrighteousness you have been having has been taken away.
I
have taken it away. For he said,
that
woe unto me for I have met the Lord.
For
I reside in people who speak evil.
And those
people are also saw that sin in Isaiah.
But
he was trying to avoid them. And the Lord said, let me meet him. As long as
he
prepared
me to sin,
let me change him to meet him.
Daniel
was one of them who went to captivity.
But he
reaches before the Lord.
And
he has left sin, he is tired. What they did from when they went to captivity. And they say, why did they imprison Jeremiah? He spoke the right. But because they were young boys,
they
cannot begin to rebel against the priests prevailing. But when he missed the Lord, he saw that he was rotten.
But
because he was ready to leave sin, the Lord gave him power. And he told him, stand on your feet. And we speak.
Praise Jesus.
Now
it's easy to meet God, but your preparation is what quickens. The transports are there. You can speak of them just. I want to speak of this. Move up in this transport. These ones I knew them in those 7 years.
Anytime
I wanted the Lord, I never understood this. But to understand it, come through a trance. Or
transfigure
me and take me in that place where I understand. As soon as I
speak,
before you even sleep, and they have come for you. I reached and I got to know that God
is
not that he doesn't want to meet us. He doesn't want us to go meet him. But I reached to know
it,
that we people are not ready to meet God.
Numbers 12:14. Asibirwe ebweru w'olusiisira ennaku musanvu. Kale oluvannyuma alyoke ayingizibwe nate.
Ne bamugamba muteeke wabweru mu
mugobye. And he said, confine her outside of the camp.
Ave mu lususira lwange.
She'll get out of my tent.
Agende.
And she'll go.
Anti akoze nga Adam.
For she's done like Adam.
Kube mu lusuku muteeke
wabweru wa. The garden, put her out of the garden.
Ebyokwogerezeganya naku musanvu zimala kuyitawo.
She has 7 days after first pass.
Ekugamba nti olina okusooka okuzza omwoyo mutukuvu.
She said you have to restore the Holy Spirit in his fall.
And the
eyes of God.
This is what
he did to Nebuchadnezzar. He
had
to go 7 years outside. That will be the bush.
That will
know the spirit of the Lord.
His
fullness and will come back.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God has not refused to meet his people. But how are you going to prepare to meet God?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
are moving on to be explained.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Some of the preparations
for visa,
or your visa
ne passport,
and your passports.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We should acquire.
Yes, praise Jesus. I want us to acquire some visas.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you even get the passport.
Some
of the first qualities is to be able to know that your father is in heaven, and even your home is in heaven. Let us first get of that.
But
that's the nation you want to go to.
You
want to get a visa of where? And who do you want to meet? Did he call you? Or it's you want to tell him you want to meet him?
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Get a word.
He speaks like this.
We
are in Matthew.
Luke 11.
From verse 1.
Luka esula ya kumineemu, noli njiri olisoka. Awuruatuka, buyali ngari mchifo ngasaba. Buyamala, kubayigirizo abe omu na mugamba anti, mukama wafe, tuyigirize okusaba.
Yali asaba,
he was praying,
ayogera nekitafu,
he was speaking with the father. And
the
apostles told him,
we
need to teach us how to pray. We want to speak
to
God as you speak with him. And we want to meet him.
And
the first point told him this.
Luke 11, olunyiriri olusooka. Era nga Yokana bwe yayigiriza abayigirizwa be. N'abagamba nti, bwe musabanga, musabenga nti, kitaffe, erinnya lyo litukuzibwe. Eno oluka bwetu bwegera okujja kwa Matayo. Matayo esula ey'omukaaga.
Matthew 6.
Tutandika n'olw'omwenda.
Olinyiriri olw'omwenda. Olinyiriri olw'omwenda lugamba. Matayo esula ya mukaaga olinyiriri olw'omwenda.
Matthew 6 from verse 9.
Kale musabenga bwe muti nti kitaffe ali mu ggulu. Erinnya lyo litukuzibwe.
Kitaffe ali mu ggulu.
Our Father is in heaven.
Erinnya lyo litukuzibwe.
Hallowed be your name. Why is your Father in heaven? And why are you on earth? Praise Jesus. You must get to know, where did you leave your father? If he's in heaven, why are you on earth? Why are you in this country? Praise Jesus. Here is to get to know. You set me on a journey of preparing myself, that I can go back to meet him. That's why this place where we are on earth, we are strangers here. But if he's in heaven, I have to put in my heart that I left my father in heaven. And if I left him there, I have to put it in me that our home is in heaven. Let's see Philippians 3. Many people want to meet God, but some of what they have to be with, which proves that they have to go to see heaven, they don't have it. But they got a citizenship on earth on the way as they were moving. And they got even their clans on the world. And they forgot their holy priesthood. They got where they are buried. And they thought when they have been buried there, and they get cleansed and they are comfortable within them, and they get a shadow of their fathers, and they forget their father in heaven. Praise Jesus. You totally forget where your father is. That's why he has no time to show you heaven. You ended up speaking of him in heaven. Allow us your name. Now we need to go to the car. We need houses. We need this and that. And he says, my child, me, I built a city for you up here. I don't want to know, Lord. First give me the ones of the world, and your father wonders about it, and you love the world to eat it even, and you become his enemy. And you ask him, Lord, let me come and we speak. The first thing which enters you, your father is in heaven, and you are still seeking to go back to him. Why are you on earth when your father is here? And what are you doing here? That we need to discover. What are we doing here when our father is in heaven? We never discovered we are in the way. And to put us in this way, wanted us to prepare ourselves with this. For what we did when we were in garden through Adam. And he chased us from there. Let's see Philippians 3:20.
Abafilipi essuula eyokusatu olunyiro amakumi abiri. Kubanga ffe ewaffe mu ggulu era gye tulindira omulokozi okuvaayo Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Kakati ewaffe mu ggulu.
Our citizenship is heaven.
Naye batono nnyo.
But few people
who
prove that that's where their home is.
And
many of them will preach the gospel to them. And
they say,
we are supposed to remember we're going to enter heaven. And as if you're proving to them that that's where their home is, for they also forgot there. In this way, the earth where we are, they got clans where they come from, and even their sources. And when you ask them, where are you sourced from? They cannot tell you, I'm sourced from heaven. I sourced from Nadia Hill. And the family of the late so and so. What are you speaking about?
Born
again, you still speak of things.
That
is there where you're sourced from. After you tell him, our father, and he tells you, see this hypocrite. You told people you're sourced from where?
Yes,
praise Jesus. The God you want to meet, he's not in your heart even. You
can't
speak of words in him.
But
your heart is very far from him. That he doesn't want it.
He
accuses it in Matthew towards us.
You honor
me with your lips and your words, but your heart is so far from me. I am in heaven, you are on earth, you don't want to get back home, but you want me to take you that you see. What does it profit you to see when no one will come back? You gave cleanse yourself here and forget the holy place where we came from. But our home is in heaven, brethren.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you want to meet God, if you see the kingdom of heaven, the first thing to enter in your heart, your Father is in heaven. The other thing, that's your citizenship, your home. How can your Father be here when you're on earth? And there is a reason why you are on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For you want to meet God. I'm showing you preparations.
First
entered me into to inherit the kingdom of heaven, or to go to visit there and to teach me the entire heaven as you see it. People say it is hard to be taught the entire heaven.
It
is very easy for you first get to know that that is your home. If I want to reach home, someone can refuse me if I prove that that's
the
boundary. I tell them, show me the last
point
where our boundary
passes,
and I am home.
Can
anyone stop me? God refuses to show the entire heaven reaching Jerusalem and reaching up above the heaven. He never refused. But he told him that your Father, you are up there, but give us the world that we may eat of it. Jesus speaks these words in John 14. Let's begin from verse 1.
Yokana esura ya 14 n'olunyolusooka lugamba. Omutima gwammwe tegweraliikiriranga. Mukkirize Katonda era nange munzikirize. Mu nyumba ya kitange mulimu ebifo bingi ebyokubeeramu. Singa tekiri bwe kityo nandibagambye.
Agambye.
He says,
ndi eri mu nyumba ebifo bingi.
In the house there are many mansions.
Era singa tekibadde
bwe kityo. And if it wasn't like that,
nandibagambye.
I would have told you.
Now
there's a vision which comes,
and
they anytime you minister and they put a brick upon your structure in heaven, God is saying, where you came from here, your mansions, you left them up here and you came down there,
and
let me send that son that will come to bring you back here, the firstborn. For we are, you are the prodigal son, which you asked your portion and you went to
finish
it, and you took to the pig, Satan. And you consumed the whole of it. And you
went
down there, you're crying, you want to come back. And he said the firstborn who had remained in the house, that he would come for us. And when he came for us, see how we look. The first thing
in here,
and to get the transport so which are usual, and to make it that you
will
have it, to see what is there, is to first know that's your home and ask yourself, why are you here?
John 14 verse 2. Kubanga ngenda okubateekera teekera ekifo. Era obanga ngenda okubateekerateekera ekifo, ndikomawo nate ne mbatwala gye ndi. Nze gye ndi, nammwe mubeere eyo. Era gye ŋŋenda ekkubo mulimanyi.
And we told him we are dead, Lord.
Ekkubo tulikolaki?
We know the way.
Ni mukama.
But Lord,
kuliko,
we don't know where you are going.
Ate ne kkubo.
Even the way.
Tetumanyi bika bya ntambula.
We don't have the taste of transport.
They
told us an angel came. Where has he passed? Yeah, there is no way there.
An angel
just comes from heaven up there. How come there is no way?
Yet
the other transports are there waiting for us. They are spiritual. They are in Christ himself. For what is in heaven and earth, they are within him. That's why he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. They never knew what he was speaking. If
we reach
the Father, how can we do it?
Yes,
we
have to
praise Jesus.
They
told him that we know the way.
Yokana 14 n'olunyiro akuta.
John 14 verse 5.
Thomas n'amugamba ati, Mukama waffe,
Titumanyi gy'ogenda.
Gy'ogenda tumanyi. We don't know where you're going.
Oba yewaffe.
Is that our home?
Not
the Holy Spirit was very clear. And it was in people. And
he
was speaking the exact of what we feel in us. And he said, we don't know where you're going. It's not even our home. If you have asked me about the earth, in the city of the earth place, at least now. Praise Jesus. But where you're going? Now this is the
asking.
But he told them that your citizenship is in heaven. Ask your father in heaven. Why is the father there? When did he give birth to us? They tell me this is my father. Now when you have come, you're telling us that there is another in heaven. Now what are we on here?
Yet
these fathers, we have the physical. These are shadow parents. All of us when we reach up there, we are children. If you are even helped to reach there.
For
many times it's hard even to reach there. Let's proceed on.
Tuli mu Yokaane sura ya 14 olunyiri lwa 5.
John 14 verse 5.
Ekkubo tulimanyi tutya?
Kakati kyogenda tumanyi.
Now we don't know where you're going.
Entambula tunategera tutya kubo.
How can we really know the way to there?
Ejo nakirekako siru n'abagamba.
And he left a seal and told them,
Zekubo,
I am the way,
Zeburam,
I am the life, Namazim, and the truth. But the truth is this. All things are in Christ Jesus.
It is in
always waiting for the people of God. If you want to go to heaven to meet him, if you dare prepare yourself,
some
of the things you need to do is to enter in you. You're going to
look
for all the qualities required, which prove that that's where
you're
going. But you need to first discover there you're and your father is there. Will you be able to welcome you? Or he can call you that come. For I don't know him
either.
If you go there, you have to have someone there. Or you have someone you're going to meet there. Or what you're going to do there. Now you want to go to heaven, even to see it. What intention? Even when they show you a little, and you come back, you make people gather money for you. To see you alone, he went to heaven, but to see him, you must come with a seed. And to crush his hands, to shake his
hands.
He must be putting something in his hand. And the Lord says, my friend, let them be there. Let them be down there. If they enter heaven, you just find it there. But
they
visit us their home. Let it be just hanging there. Heaven remain there like a story.
Even
the Bible, they have begun to delete it out.
They
tell in the English Bibles.
In the beginning,
God created the sky. Mokama ya tonda wengula.
Nancy.
And Nancy.
He created the sky.
Ya tonda wengula.
And the earth.
Nancy. They don't tell you heaven. But that's where
they are.
These are the children of God mad. They don't want to hear what concerns their father, even where he is. But they want someone to ask from him.
Give
us cars,
give
us houses.
But they
don't know where he is.
You know
that that's their home. It became hard.
It
became, I don't want to know. But when you first enter in you, our Father in heaven, the other thing that's our home.
Now,
imagine the years our Master came to speak with us. We told him we don't know where you are going. And how can we dare know the way to there? This is what we tell you.
That
church forgot its mission.
We are
supposed to let the people their home. And
to
show them that they came from there, they have to go back there.
Bible
egamba bweti. Bible says like this. First Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
Timoseo ekisoka esule yomukaga n'olinyoro omusanvu lugamba. Kubanga tetwaleta kintu mu nsi. Kubanga era tetuyinza kujja mu kintu.
Tetwaleta kintu mu nsi.
We brought nothing in the world.
Era tulijja mu
nsi. We shall get out with nothing.
Kale kanzo kubuza ekibuzo.
Now let me ask a question.
Gundi tawaleta kintu.
You brought nothing.
Naye wavawa.
But you came from where?
We
are supposed to explain people
where
they came to come from to here.
We are to
separate them,
their
body and their spirit.
And
we explain to them
that they are
spirits which came from God.
It just as
Ecclesiastes 3 says.
But when
we were brought,
there are
angels who bring us on the world
and they
put us in a mother's womb,
as it is in Zechariah
5.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
But
when they bring you,
according to Psalm 139,
and they put a body upon you,
and
they mold bones upon
you,
and fresh,
to be able
to be moving on earth.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
And
just as in Job 10,
that
he covered me with skin and flesh
and
bones,
that we
are just covered,
but
we come from somewhere.
Though
we are strangers here,
even
the journey we came from,
we
need to even go back
there.
Heaven is not a story,
but it's
our home.
But
now it became as if a story,
and
as if you are forcing people, you are going to enter heaven.
Come
and go to heaven.
For
God, that's where their home is.
And
God has no way he's going to show you heaven you never knew.
He
wanted first
that
this one has
come,
each has left,
that
they will light it to the others.
We
resorted to power.
And
to make you know where
you came from
and the way you come on earth
and the reason
why you were brought down
here,
we would have been made and we
are up there, and you
would have given us a body of heaven.
But because
of the sin we sinned,
we are in the garden
of God in Adam. Praise Jesus.
We were
chained and the other body was taken from
us,
and they gave us flesh and blood,
which
cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
As we hear in
Colossians
15,
verse 50. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But
you are
in this way,
what
you first prove in you,
that you
close the body from heaven,
that
when they unclothe you from this,
you when
you have a body of home where you came from.
That's
Second Corinthians 5,
verse 1
to
10. That we are
found naked.
In
this our journey, one of the main reasons,
the clothes
from where you came from,
the
body of heaven,
that
here when they get out
of this, you are
not made as a naked spirit,
that
you can go back home.
In our journey,
what is most important
is to prove that you are
cold when you have been clothed the body from heaven.
It is
a greater journey there
to restore
that body and you keep it within
you.
Now in this our journey,
we
first forgot
that
our home is in heaven,
that
even our Father is there,
that
yet we want to be taken and see him there.
We don't know
how we prepare ourselves.
We are not
sure if we came from
there.
We hear as if it's a story.
What is the things
of heaven you're telling us?
Tell
us power is there.
What is the
spirit moving?
Your
miracle is there.
Tell
it.
And
that.
Now,
how will God have shown us things of heaven, brethren?
Bible
speaks somewhere
that
the one who is like righteous in them
is
like a
thorn
bush. Is like a thorn bush.
The one who says that he has tried is very hard. They are the ones who think that you are righteous. And they put a red carpet for them. And he comes on the pulpit. And they are clapping for them, they are holy ones. Yet he himself can never meet God. Praise Jesus. It's true we can meet God. The Bible tells you that when you're coming on earth, you brought nothing. You're not going to go with anything. When he speaks with you, he tells you, I know you are in the way, you have to go back home. That's why he speaks. In 2 Peter, chapter 1:3, that the divine power of God, all you need in life, and for serving God, that in this life here on earth I'm serving God. Why are you serving God within? For you're not going to go with anything. In heaven everything has been prepared there. Where you came from, when you came from there, they had already prepared. Now when you reach on earth, it tells you, let's go to John. First John. Chapter 2. Verse
14-17. Ebaluwa ya Yokana, esoke sura ya Mbawandi ikidemwe, abakade. Kumanga mute gedoyo, yabawo kufakuru veleverie. Mbawandi ikidemwe, abavubuka. Kumanga mulina amanyi. N'ekigambo kya Katonda kibeera mu mmwe, era muwangudde omubi. Temwagalanga nsi newankubadde ebiri mu nsi.
Olibiza ekigambo ekyo n'obwegendereza.
This word carefully.
Lwaki wali mu Peter akugambye?
Why does he tell you in Peter?
Nti akuwadde byakuwadde.
He has given you all
this.
That use it for life and for godliness. Don't reach a moment and you feel that your house, you love it so much, or that car, or that wife, don't dare waste your time, for you have your home and there we have many things up there. They have given you for life and for godliness. Now men tell you, you're going to eat the
wine.
I see you entering America. I see you doing
it.
You're getting a visa. You are being lifted up. And they enter the admiration of the world and they make us enemies of God. Any person, when they forget where their father is, even their father forgets them. That child rejected me. Even in my home, they don't want to know there. Me too, I've chased them. Preachers, pastors, most of the religions, Satan began from there to make us forget our father and where he is. And we were in darkness, moving, darkness of ignorance. And we don't want to even know what concerns heaven. Even when you kneel down to pray, that you want to go there, you will not be able, because they never told you how you prepare yourself. The book of the Lord is there. They told us to look in the book of the Lord and read, for the Spirit gathered everything you need in it. Praise Jesus.
Even
his preparations are there, he spoke of them. First,
know
that to desire the world and what is in it, it is to hate God and to hate your home, heaven, and even getting lost. Praise Jesus. Now, this is a way. How can you dare trust a way? And even build within the word, you are like, I will be in the
world.
Do you know the generation passed in this world? They are there. They who have passed, they have passed. This is the way. What is
past?
Where did they go? Did they go back or they got lost on the way? In Psalms 2 it tells you,
if
the son lets you get lost on the way,
Psalms 2:10-12.
He is the Son.
Lest
you get lost on the way.
His
Son is the Master Jesus. He tells us to go back home. Now we are in the way, but we are hunting for everything on the way.
We
is to say that the children of Israel, they are in the way to, from Egypt, they are going to Canaan. They have begun to desire meat of the ones that are passing within the way. And God gave it to them with
death,
and they died on the way, and they got lost. They never reached Canaan.
We
our journey going back to heaven is like that. We have reached this way. We are desiring whatever we are seeing. Our minds were totally perverted. Even thinking home, we stopped that.
You find
pastors and is thinking their car, and when they reach their car and they see the anointing flowing and they crack up, they clean it. And he looks at you and the way you step in his car to that
meet,
look at how you look. He doesn't see that you are a child of his father. He sees the car.
The
things of your father in heaven, they're not on that.
The hearts
of people are already dead. He's on the house. He's mind of the house to be cleansed. Don't mind you as a child of God. How prepared and cleansed are you before God? A right child, even when you get the fresh. If they have been given an opportunity and they get a job and they work and they are his juniors, they need to study and to be prepared for a future.
He
first build his house.
He
first prepares the junior ones.
Amen. Now
he will think of building. He pays tuition for them and he prepares for them. And they are taught and they get know what to do. And after he builds the house, these are people with ministers, people who are corrupted of their minds. They will speak the
servant.
They are the profits they get on earth to get cars and houses, but they don't mind. You as their younger, you as their brethren, and your father is in heaven, that they should tell your father that they prepare how you're going to go back there, and they will speak of their eatings and their house and cars. But from religions,
salvation,
how we are moving, is only corruption.
And
to make poor, since not their father is in heaven, and to think that heaven is their home. They are there to make names on earth, but their names in the book of life are not there.
Tuli mu baluwa ya Yokana. Esoka esule yokubiri n'olunyiro 15.
First John chapter 2 verse 15.
Timwagala nga nsi ne wankubadde ebiri mu nsi. Omuntu yenna bw'ayagala ensi, okwagala kwa kitaffe tekuba mu ye.
If you fill this world, every building you pass, you claim it the name of Jesus. Every car you're passing,
even
that one is mine, the name of Jesus.
You
know that already you're corruptible. You cannot even meet God. Richard, they tell you, if you see the
same,
you touch that car you've admired, you claim
it in
the name of Jesus. I get it.
God
looks at his mad child. And it's my child.
Oh,
that I can give it to you. But you desire and you cry tears for them. You've never cried for heaven. Lord, I want to understand it. Lord, I want to know you where you are. But you can cry for that car, that house, and even scratch your foot. And this child, and this minister of today, that is what they put in you to desire the world.
Yet
they are drawing you deeper into becoming an enemy of God.
1 John 2:16.
Kubanga buli kiri mu nsi,
okwegomba kw'omubiri n'okwegomba kw'amaaso.
Nti buli ekiri mu nsi
ky'olabako
kwegomba kw'omubiri
n'amaaso. Olina
kwefuga.
You must govern yourself.
Era mubuulizi agamba.
And Ecclesiastes says.
Yasira ensi n'agiteeka mu mitima gy'abantu.
God the world and put in people's hearts.
Alaba engeri omuntu gy'anagirwanisaamu.
See how man fights and get it out of himself. And
if you
see that Father, our home is in heaven.
Yes, we have
to praise Jesus.
Mubuulizi satu egamba.
Ecclesiastes 3:9.
He put
the world put in people's hearts.
Mubuulizi satu mwenda.
Ecclesiastes
3:9
and 11. That man can prove to God that I don't crave the world to take it out of me. Our home is in heaven. I'm coming back.
You
will have put a big bridge between you and God. Every time you'll cross to heaven.
And
you know today why? An angel comes back on earth and goes back home.
Heaven.
He knew that their home is in heaven.
And
he comes and does things
here.
There is no angel who wants to live here on earth. But the human being, Lord, I pray, Lord, I live longer here. What kind of prayer is this? They want their heart. I want to pray prayer like this. Lord, I pray. Prepare myself to get back home.
Yes, we have
to. Praise
God.
But Lord, I want to live longer here. What kind of prayer?
Oh no,
what kind of
prayer?
They don't want even to come to meet me. They even don't know what I've prepared for them. Pray to live long down there. You don't want to pray to live long. What happened to
you?
The Lord told him, prepare your house. Everything put in order. First, your house of your body. Align yourself.
Even
your family, the physical family. I am going to come for you back.
For
your dad is right here. And they had finished. And he said, Lord, I am not going now. Add me years. And
he
was added 15 years. He fell at falling. He never reached home. We must be restored sanity in us. That we get to know. Heaven is not hard to visit.
But you
forgot that your father is there, and that's where your home is. Here you
are
a stranger. There are works you are on. There are things you are learning yourself.
Here.
You can even ask him, Father, to prove that it's where home, how home is. And I want to get back to you how it is. That's why an angel comes to me and he goes back home. And they know that earth is there. But we are here. And we don't know whether heaven is there. People no more preach anything. They are coming to gather money in services.
As
the ones who preach what doesn't profit.
First John 2:16. Buli ekiri mu nsi n'okwegomba kw'omubiri n'okwegomba kw'amaaso n'okwegulumiza okw'obulamu obutaliimu tebiva eri Kitaffe.
Come from the Father. And he put them as tests. The desires of the eyes. You pass a building. And you say, wow. This is what I want. When we teach you Jerusalem of heaven. Those are things of heaven. You feel you're very far. You are chased. You are far from the Father. You have never drawn close and gotten back. Jerusalem of heaven, it's a big city. Maybe it's big. But God, I want a flat. Yes. Lord, as the Jerusalem city of heaven. But when you give me a tent of this earth, where I can harbor against rain,
no,
and the heating of the sun,
And Lord, and truly, just as your child,
he was
more. What is worth
doing?
If you give me a flat, it can also. How do you see my father? You're in the way. Perhaps start where you have until I come home. And this is a child who is wise. Lord, build me a house. And this is of a long time. Your grandchildren and for you come, they will say that he was the great man. He was the great woman. Those are the prayers we pray. The grandchildren, God has no plan upon them. That's why they sell and they all finish at the
street,
and they to begin others. But everyone, God brings them with their plan.
First
John 2:16.
Nebiva eri ensi.
Biva wano munsi
tebigeeda waka. The world. Whatever the eyes see, you are the one who see this helper, and after you see even another can be an helper. According to that chest, it works for me. According to that figure 6, which madam has it, after you see another, it can also work for you. You have to govern the soul of things of the world.
Even
the body God has given people, he has put tests upon it. You see children of this generation, and you look at everyone. Every man you look at, according to.
Good, you get a corner. Naye akola Katonda by'ayagala abeerera emirembe egitaliggwaawo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ndiyense egenda kuggwaawo
n'ebigirimu.
Naye akola Katonda by'ayagala.
That's the will of God.
Abeerera emirembe.
He live forever.
Katonda akubalira deal wendale.
God calculates one deal for you.
Ky'olina okubeerawo.
That you have to live forever.
Naku zonna.
All day.
Nga naye bw'aliwo ennaku
zonna. Just as it's also forever.
Kati buli wakulaba.
Anytime he sees you.
Nga bw'ogamba bagenda kunziika ku luguudo lw'e Masaka.
To bury me at Masaka Road.
Naga kati laba ono omwana.
And he said, look at his child. Where did you get born again? You
are
saying that you're going to bury.
We
have to work and get where we shall be buried. They bury you. I want you to live forever. You are claiming they're going to bury you.
A
person has problems on earth.
Yeah, it's
very hard to meet God.
And
even to reveal them what is in
them.
For they themselves, they are not ready.
First John 2:18. Abato, kyekiseera eky'enkomerero, era nga bwe mwawulira, ng'omulabe wa Kristo ajja. Ne kaakano waliwo abalabe ba Kristo bangi.
Waliwo abajja okulwanisa ekigendo kya Kristo tuzza mu
fight.
Yes.
They sent Jesus to take us back to heaven.
They are
antichrist.
They are
fighting that mission not to take us back to heaven. They preach the things of the world. And they preach this world and this admiration.
These
are the chief enemies.
First
John
2:18. Chetupatu tegeranga chichisera echenkomerero. Baba mufe.
Some of them were
even born again.
You
think they are still born again?
According
to what they preach, they came from us, for our home is in heaven. And we
think
to preach heaven forever and to prepare people until they have gone back there. Now they came from us, preach the world. Even those religions are like that. It's not heaven.
They
preach the word I hear from the Pope.
Papa, you
have a heaven you're taking us.
What
are you telling us?
Papa,
the Pope said, the Christian, enter so much business. That is the word he spoke.
People,
when God gives you authority, you can even cane them.
Mufuti kundi.
Mufuti so.
Yagambi.
He said.
Abasiramu tuyengire nyo ebyobufuzi.
Let us enter so much into politics.
Kakati bana abantu.
Now these people.
Bebantu abayononekedde
amagezi. They are the people who are corrupted in minds.
Reverend kundi.
Reverend so.
Yagambi.
He said.
Tusomene nyo ebyobusawo.
Let us study so much the issues of doctors.
Era weyabadde ku mukolo gw'okuweereza Katonda.
On an occasion of serving God.
N'akuutira abantu.
And he emphasized to people.
Bazaale nyo.
That let them give birth so much.
Bino yabeeramu nga boogera.
These are the things they are speaking.
Don't
mind where you came from.
Let you know
where your father is.
Babeera ku ebyo.
They are on such things.
Kakati abasumbamu be
bajjawo
mu mawulire ne bagamba.
They get out of the papers and say.
Abasumba abasinze okukola sente mu mwaka.
The pastors who have made a lot of money this year.
Bano bonna be balalu bonna.
All these are the mad ones, the enemies.
Balabe ba Kristo.
Enemies of Christ.
Omusumba asinze otegeeza abantu eggulu
gyaliwa. Pastor has made people get no heaven.
Era n'okumanya we banaagenda.
And you know how they got there.
Omusumba.
The pastor.
Owamani.
Who is powerful.
Akola ebyamagero bingi.
Works many miracles in the world. And he speaks such words upon you. And you ask yourself whether you're God.
Jeremiah 22:10. Temukabira maziga oyo afa.
Temukaba.
Do not weep.
Mukubanga afudde.
That someone has died.
Ebyo tusikiriza wote wali kufa.
There is the shadow, there is no death there.
Waliwo gwe mulina okukabira abamu.
The love they have to cry for.
Ona avamu ndata ye wabwe.
If you get out, will they go home?
Yeremia esura ya 22:10. Temukabira maziga oyo afa. So temumukungu bagira. Naye mumukabire nnyo nnyini amaziga oyo agenda. Kubanga tachadda na te, so talida bansi ye wawe.
Talida ye wawe mkuru.
You will not go to their seaship.
Be mwe mkaba.
When you're crying.
Omura mwe mkute.
And the blood has fallen.
Mkaba agenze mkute yena.
He has gone to hell. He has gone to hell.
Agenze mkute yena.
He has gone to hell. That's what we should weep for.
Talida ye mwansi ye wawe.
They will not go back home and they will never see heaven.
Mwe mkwadenge wawe mkuru.
Even though their home is in heaven.
Talida.
But they will not go back
home.
I don't want them to come back. That shall don't bring them back here.
And the
Father giving an order. Our home is in heaven. Don't bring them here. Angel of death. Hand them to Abaddon. Angel of hell to take them. That will never bring them here. He was a very wild child.
He
don't even want to know what concerns home. That they come in my inheritance.
Mukatwale mukomera
prison there from there. That's what has been happening in the world. But I wanted to pray God. That would be like Abraham.
Hebrews 11:8-16.
It says Abraham, though they were on earth, they never desired it. They were seeking for their own country. Jerusalem of heaven, which God built himself. And even God,
he never
got ashamed to be called their God. To be called their God. Praise Jesus. That's where they will come in Jerusalem of heaven. The city of the angels. And the saints of God. That we
are
going to be seeing it. On the day of tomorrow. As we see the preparation. We shall see. The word. Which proves that your citizenship is in heaven. And even your father is God. When you shall be wrapping up what you've been seeing to prove our home is in heaven, we are going to see that word. How can you prove your father is in heaven and is there? That's your home. And you can pray anytime and you go right there and you visit God
or
you speak with each other
according to
transports the Spirit
has led
you. God bless you. Thank you for coming.